Backstage passes and 0 to 60 in a super stretch limo? Yeah, that's just how we roll. You're listening to the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicki, and I'm here with Chrissy, Rebecca, and Brad. We hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 923, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
If you're looking to book a trip, we would be glad to help. Just text Vicki, Chrissy, or Rebecca at 636-373-4497, and one of them would be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package, or they can quote you a destination of your choice. So contact one of them today.
So in this episode, we're working on the final 32 rides and attractions at the Brecken. And yes, people, I'm so sorry that it's April, but I have it on the calendar for next year to start in February so we can have it for March. I apologize for that, but I still think it's fun for us to find out what our favorites are so that people know. I know there are some listeners that don't get to go as often as we do, so it's good for them to know for when they do go. So by the end of this, we will be able to determine a winner. We didn't want to do like four shows and keep breaking it down and then get down to the final two. That would have been a little bit of crazy of a show to just tell you, okay, here's the final two and here's the winner. So we're going to just take it from there. And if somebody's ride or attraction gets cut out, then that vote will no longer count and we will get us down. So hold on tight. I know I'm anxious to figure it out. So I'm sure that you guys are as well, because last year was Haunted Mansion. I think we've said that before for 2023. It's going to be interesting because I don't think Haunted Mansion is going to make it to the final two.
So this bracket was definitely more challenging than last year because Vicki made sure that there were comparable rides matched up and or attractions paired up. And it made for some surprising results for us all. I know I was certainly surprised by a couple of them.
Well, I thought it was interesting because last year when we did it, none of us in our family were exactly as close as we are. And you and Kaylee and I all were pretty close on everything. And then on the final one. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
I will start in the top left-hand corner of the bracket if you are following along. It also happens to be the Magic Kingdom portion of the bracket. I will say the two that we compare, and Vicki will let us know the numbers so we can see who won. Okay, so it is Space Mountain and Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
And this was pretty close, just not as close as some get. It was four votes for Space Mountain. Oh, by the way, I should tell the listeners, we did not have 21 people do it the second round. And unfortunately, I did not save the first round because I thought we were doing a second round. So I apologize for that. If you thought I was just going to use your original one, that's why we put out a second bracket. So I apologize for that part. But there are four Space Mountain votes and six for Seven Dwarfs. So Seven Dwarfs is going to move on from here.
All right. Next, we have Haunted Mansion versus Peter Pan.
And this was 8 Haunted Mansion to Peter Pan. So Haunted Mansion's moving on.
Up next, Carousel of Progress versus Pirates of the Caribbean.
One vote for Carousel of Progress and 9 for Pirates. Pirates moves on to the round of 16.
I was the sole Carousel of Progress, I know.
And I understand your vote for Carousel. I absolutely do. And it is a tough decision, but Pirates has my heart.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Tiki Room versus Mickey's PhilharMagic.
And I'm sure this was hard for everybody because Mickey's PhilharMagic wasn't under Walt's direction, was it? I was trying to remember, Chrissy.
No. Mickey's Review was, but Mickey's PhilharMagic was not.
Okay, so it was 2 for Tiki Room and 8 for Mickey's PhilharMagic. So Mickey's PhilharMagic will move on.
All right, very good. Well, I'm at the bottom left-hand corner of the bracket, which is the Epcot portion of the bracket. And we're going to do the same thing that we did with Magic Kingdom. And Vicki will give us the numbers and until we know who won. So here we go with Epcot. So we start out Guardians of the Galaxy versus Living with the Land.
So it was 8 Guardians of the Galaxy to 2 Living with the Land. So Guardians of the Galaxy is moving on. But I appreciated the Living with the Land diehards, by the way.
Me too. I like Living with the Land, but...
it's a hard comparison. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. The next comparison we have is Remy's Ratatouille Adventure versus Finding Nemo.
And it is 7 for Remy's and 3 for Finding Nemo, moving Remy's on to the final 16.
All right. Our next one was Pixar Shorts versus Spaceship Earth.
So Pixar Shorts only got 1 to 9 votes for Spaceship Earth. And I think we all agree that that's the center of that park. So it kind of made sense.
Yes. And the next one was Soarin' versus American Adventures.
And there were 9 votes for Soarin' and 1 vote for American Adventures. So Soarin' moves on to the final 16.
All right. Very good.
So we'll move on. And I'm at the top right-hand corner of the bracket, which is Hollywood Studios. And so we're going to do the same thing, just like we've done. Vicky's going to give us the numbers, so we'll know who won. So the first matchup at Hollywood Studios is Rock and Roller Coaster versus Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Rock and Roller Coaster received 9 and Mickey and Minnie's received 1 vote.
Wow.
Rockin' moves on, which is sad, but I think, I don't know.
That was a hard matchup.
It is.
That surprises me a little bit.
I have to tell you, if Great Movie Ride was there, it might have weighed my decision a little bit more.
All right, next up is Toy Story Midway Mania versus Beauty and the Beast live show.
And you all know that Beauty and the Beast is my favorite movie, but unfortunately Toy Story ran away with 10 votes.
Wow.
Okay. Next up, Muppets 3D Vision versus Rise of the Resistance. That's almost brutal.
It is, but Muppets did receive 2 votes, so I was happy for it.
Oh, good.
2 votes for Muppets, 8 for Rise of the Resistance, so Rise moves on.
Oh, good. Nice. All right. Next is Star Tours versus Fantasmic.
And Star Tours received 2, and Fantasmic received 8.
Wow, I'm surprised about that, too.
That one surprises me as well.
It will be interesting.
So that finishes that part of the bracket for Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
And lastly, I am on the bottom right-hand corner, which is Animal Kingdom. We will do the same thing as the previous 3 parks, and Vicky will give us the numbers until we know who won. First up, Tough to Be a Bug versus Festival of the Lion King.
This was interesting, I have to tell you. And I think, I don't know because I didn't get to talk to everybody who did this, but if you voted for Tough to Be a Bug, I think it may be because it's closing. Because I was surprised that Festival of the Lion King didn't do a clean sweep. Tough to Bug got 4 and Lion King got 6. So Lion King moves on.
Next up, now this is a tough one-ish, only because they're in the same part of the park.
Right.
Flight of Passage versus Navi River Journey.
And Flight of Passage takes the 10 votes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just thought, you know, them being both in Pandora would be, you know, a tough decision.
For sure.
Because they're both stellar rides, just very different experiences.
Correct.
Next up, Animation Experience versus Dinosaur.
This one surprised me a little. Animation Experience got 1 vote and Dinosaur got 9. I'm not sad. I just was surprised by it because you guys know I love Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Rafiki's Planet Watch versus Triceratops Spin.
And I was happy to see that Triceratops at least got 2 votes, but Rafiki's took it with 8 votes. So Rafiki's moves on.
All right. First up for Magic Kingdom, we have the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train versus the Haunted Mansion.
And I think that the Haunted Mansion's longevity maybe got the votes. I'm not sure which. But anyway, it won by 1 vote. So Haunted Mansion was the winner between those two.
Oh, I know it was because the Hatbox Ghost is back.
That's what it is. I'm sure that's what it is.
Up next, we have Pirates of the Caribbean versus Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Pirates wins it 8-2.
Not a surprise there.
Yeah, I was not surprised about that one.
Now this matchup's going to be tough.
Yes, it is.
Haunted Mansion versus Pirates.
That's a tough one.
And I'm pretty sure I remember what I voted for, but I can't remember because it feels like it was so long ago.
So it makes it to the final four.
Oh, Pirate.
So Pirates did win that matchup?
By 2 votes, yep.
Wow. Sorry, Matt.
I am sorry, Matt. He's going to be sad.
I have Epcot, so here we go. So our first matchup is the greatest ride of all times. Sorry. Guardians of the Galaxy versus Remy's. Don't break my heart.
I don't think I will. It won by 1 vote, though. Guardians of the Galaxy.
One vote. Oh, my gosh. All right. And the next one, the nostalgia of Spaceship Earth versus Soarin.
This one is really hard.
Very hard.
It won by a vote. Soarin is the winner. Soarin moves on to the final 8.
These two are kind of tough for me, but again, greatest ride of all times, Guardians of the Galaxy versus Soarin.
Okay. Drum roll. I feel like Christmas Vacation.
I know.
This may upset some friends. Soarin had more votes.
Oh, wow.
So my bracket is busted already.
I do love Soarin.
I love Soarin, but my bracket is busted.
Soarin had the most votes of those two rides.
Wow.
It was a sweep. Now, keep in mind, these two weren't competed against. We're having to go by the numbers we have already.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. So Hollywood Studios, Matt, the first matchup in this round, Rock and Roller Coaster versus Toy Story Midway Mania.
And I think you guys are going to be shocked by this.
That's a hard one.
I think I was. I'm happy, but I'm still shocked. Toy Story Midway Mania.
Wow.
We must have had a bunch of kids voting.
That's what I was sitting here thinking. I wonder if the people who voted were families with children.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know that. So next up is Rise of the Resistance versus Fantasmic. And just so the listeners know, we have a tie on this one.
On Rise of the Resistance versus Fantasmic. Yes, we do.
So we are tracking down a tiebreaker.
I'm actually going to text Michael.
Yep. And Vicky and Brad have both voted. I voted and my husband's voted. So we're calling in backup.
And our two children have voted. So I can't even ask one of them.
This is an incredibly hard matchup.
I know what I voted. So we're all sitting here in suspense waiting.
Because both of them are great in their own right.
Yeah. Right.
One of them's more of a ride. The other one is an attraction. Like, it's hard because they are fantastic in their own ways.
Okay, Michael gave me an answer. Rise.
I knew you were going to say that.
So I was going to say one is more classic Disney and one is more new Star Wars.
He said, to be fair, he has not seen Fantasmic in a while, so it could change since he has not seen the new show. He said Rise is his favorite.
So now to finish this part of the bracket for Hollywood, it comes down to Toy Story Midway Mania versus Rise.
Oh, this is where if we could take the bracket all the way out, because we're going to have some angry people.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
In the beginning, this one had more votes, so I have to go with what it is, and that's Toy Story Midway Mania.
Oh, wow.
This is a crazy bracket. Well, my bracket was busted back at Guardians.
Well, I mean, honestly, last year's was Haunted. And we have already eliminated that. So we knew that this was a possibility. I'm going to have to find a better way. I'm going to make some stranger make this bracket next year because I'm feeling really bad right now. And it's not my fault. I didn't work it this way. Some of mine have already been eliminated as well.
You just mean because of how the matchups played out?
Yes, I feel bad. But I mean, at the same time, it's not me specifically. All right, Chrissy, bring us home with this Animal Kingdom business.
All right. We've got Festival of the Lion King versus Flight of Passage.
I don't think this one will be a big shock to you both, though. It is Flight of Passage. It had all the votes.
So it's Dinosaur versus Rafiki's Planet Watch.
And I'm happy for it only because it's going away. Dinosaur beat Rafiki's by a vote.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And finally, for our final matchup, we have Flight of Passage versus Dinosaur.
Yes. Flight of Passage had 10 votes versus Dinosaur's 9. So Flight of Passage moves on. Still going to be a hard matchup. Okay, so now we are down. I'm just going to read these if that's okay with you guys. To the final four. The final four are Pirates of the Caribbean versus Toy Story Midway Mania and Soarin' versus Flight of Passage. So we have to narrow those two down first. So we'll do Pirates versus Toy Story Midway Mania. Oh my gosh, you guys. Pirates got 9 and Toy Story got 10. So Toy Story moves on.
What?
Weirdest bracket ever.
I'm sorry. Don't beat up the bracket maker.
No, I enjoy Toy Story. It's just who would have thought?
I love that ride. I just never would have dreamed.
Right, that it would make it.
If we only had like the video recording, everyone would see our reactions like.
And then the final two between Soarin' and Flight of Passage. Oh, good night.
I'd be happy with either of these.
Oh, can you please text your son again? Because we're at a tie.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we're at a tie on this one. So we got to call in reinforcements.
Phone a friend.
So before Chrissy reached out to Michael, her son, and she's reaching out to him again now because we have a tie on this one in the final four.
And mind you, dear listeners, he is in Phoenix, Arizona. He's 2 hours behind me.
She's not swaying his vote at all. I hope she's not texting him. I will buy you a new puppy if you will.
No. He's watching a wrestling pay-per-view.
We need some music.
I know.
Only because I know he'd give me an answer faster than my husband in the other room. He'd be like, well, I like this one because. So let's see. Suspenseful music plays. Isn't that what Amazon says?
Yes.
See, I've got the 3 bubbles on my iPhone.
Oh, boy.
The answer is.
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage.
That does not surprise me.
No, that was what I was guessing.
So.
I would think that I know the answer to this one, but based on some other information tonight, I don't know.
I don't know. This could go either way.
So Michael has to be the deciding vote because those both had 10 and 10 too.
So yeah, so just so we know, we're down to Toy Story Midway Mania versus Flight of Passage for the end-all grand champion.
Very different experiences.
And Vic, you say it's a tie.
It is, 10 to 10. We're calling in Michael. He's saving the day.
This bracket is so crazy.
It is.
I'm pretty sure I know what Michael's going to say.
Oh, I'm pretty sure,
too. I have a feeling he does like both for very different reasons.
Oh, I like both for very different reasons, but I think I would vote differently than him.
Okay, Michael's final answer
is
Flight of Passage.
And ladies and gentlemen, the 2024 winner of the Mousecapades and More podcast for our March bracket is Flight of Passage.
Wow.
Wow.
The most interesting bracket ever.
Because I matched it up by what it was versus, because in the ones that we've done in the past years, it didn't make any sense. It made it easy to do the first ones. Like if you had Haunted Mansion versus the Country Bears. Well, I love both of them, but it's most people can decide quickly on that. This time I tried to do it by popularity.
Right.
Not looking at like Haunted Mansion and Voyage of Little Mermaid. One's a dune buggy, one's a clamshell, but they're both on Omnimover. So that's how I looked at it. But it did make it harder for me and everybody because I really wasn't, all I was looking at what they were and plugging them in. I wasn't looking at what I was going to vote for because I had a hard time just like everybody else did. I love Carousel of Progress and I love Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, but those two went against each other because they're both like show experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few that I thought would make it like all the way like to the final four would be in the mix, like Soarin', Guardians, Haunted. I thought they would all make it further than they did in this particular bracket.
Tower of Terror didn't even make it out of the first round. I mean, it was right up against Mickey and Minnie's Runaway. So that was right off the bat. Those two up against each other, that was probably the hardest decision I had to make out of the whole 64.
Something I'm learning, though, about Tower of Terror, because I love it. It's my second favorite ride. But I've been watching on some of the people that I follow on Facebook and on Instagram. You either really, really, really love Tower of Terror or you hate it. There's no right. in between.
It's a hard decision. And Joey used to love it, but that six times, I mean, that really was, it was a lot. And then I was stupid and told Brad, I think you'll be fine. And then I wrote it again with Brad and he's like, one and done. It's just like, that was not easy. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, it's just that feeling you feel if an elevator like jumps a little bit. And Brad's like, oh.
Because you just said it's no worse than like an elevator.
A little bit worse than an elevator.
Lies.
But you know what? You used to do free fall at Six Flags.
I did.
I think those two are very similar.
I do too, except for that you're outside and not inside a building.
That was how many years ago?
Well, and free fall is that one time. With Tower of Terror, you don't really know.
Right.
Right. Now, to be fair, when Tower first opened, it was one up and one down.
Yes.
Back when it, years ago, when it first opened, it was.
And people complained because it wasn't exciting enough.
Right.
So now it's a random 3 to 6 up and down. And that time that Joey, the one that you went on after, it went 6 times. And then from then on, Joey's been like, I'm out.
Yeah, I think it's what Rebecca said. It's fine if it's once, because mentally I know it's once and done. Whereas with Tower, the up and down is repeated is what I was like, ugh.
It's so fun.
I agree. I love
it. And you put it, I mean, not that I ever want the East Coast version to change because it totally fits for the studios. But when you add the Guardians to the mix, it is so awesome.
Oh, I know. Yes.
I love California's version.
And honestly, I want Brad to ride it if we go to Disneyland because you don't notice the falls, I don't think.
Because you're having so much fun.
You're like, oh, what's going to be next?
You're just like screaming with so much excitement because yes. You're just paying attention to what's going on in the screen in front of you.
Mm-hmm. So
awesome. And I'm not just saying that as a Guardians or a Tower of Terror fan. I love it so much.
No, I wholeheartedly agree.
So much better.
But at the same time, you're right. We don't want the cookie cutter in every land. You know, like we don't want everything coming over here.
I don't want everything duplicated on both coasts. It does not need to be duplicated.
So thank you so much for everybody that participated. I'm sorry if you were confused and didn't participate after the first round. So hopefully you're not like throwing something at the radio or sending me hate mail when you listen to this. It was all in good fun, just like basketball. We don't know what's going to turn out until it's over with. So next year, though, I don't know what we're going to do. I would love to do resorts, but I don't think we can just based on nobody has really stayed at all the resorts. You'd have to judge it on what you see. So we'll see. We'll see what's out there. Maybe somebody will come up with something.
Restaurants, but we haven't eaten at 64 different restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, we don't have to do a 64 bracket. That's just how it is because of Disney. There are, we could just start with 32 of the ones that we know people know about because there's some that no one ever gets, not, I shouldn't say no one, but a lot of people don't get to go to Narcoossee's, California Grill, Victoria and Albert's. We could even do just a 16 round of sit downs or 16 quick serves and do them on two different things just to see where it went, just for fun. We'll see. We need to do something a little bit different though. But I'm sorry to everybody if yours wasn't Flight of Passage. I know Matt's going to be devastated that Haunted Mansion got cut in the final 8 when it made it all the way to the end last time.
Well, if you're interested in being a guest on our show or you have a question or a comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can also check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook.
Be sure to listen on Wednesday's show as we dish the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. If you would like a free quote, contact us at 636-373-4497.
As always, thank you for listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, everybody, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Second star to the right.
Just keep swimming.
Have a magical day, my friends.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me. Oh, I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Every gesture, every move that she makes, makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? With these emotions I never knew, of some other world far beyond this place. Beyond the trees, above the clouds, oh, I see before me a new horizon. Strangers like me.